Hello, my little podcast friends on Anchor. This is Velma Hagar. And you know, today I want to talk to you about the mouth. I know I've talked to you before, but this is really important stuff. You know, are you what I call a verbal arsonist? By that, I mean, the word says that the tongue is a small member, but it can set your life on a course of destruction. It can set your whole life on fire by what you say. Your words are so absolutely powerful. God says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Imagine the power of life and death. And with it, you can either delight or destroy. It's your choice. You know, what you say about yourself and about others can make all the difference in the world, for the better or for the worse. If you're going around saying stupid things about yourself, calling yourself a dummy, or saying you're never lucky, that you never win, or that you're constantly talking about the negative things in your life, remember this: whatever you continually focus on or talk about, you are actually fertilizing. So if you want to fertilize the negative things in your life, just continue to talk about them and they'll grow big and strong and ugly and they'll devour you eventually. But if you want to see your life prosper and other people that you love prosper, speak positive things. Let me tell you something. There is always, always something good in everything. I don't care how bad it looks. There's something in it that is good. You know, I have this little saying. It's actually a little poem that I memorized years ago. But I'm going to give you the main line in the poem. And it's this: in the mud and scum of things, there always, always something sings. In other words, no matter how ugly something is, there is always something good to be found within it. And if you don't see something good now, remember this, you will later. Because the word says, all things work together for good to he that believes and loves God and is called according to God's purpose for them. Now, if you are not honoring God, if you have never called out of your mouth that Jesus is your Lord, this scripture does not belong to you. I'll repeat it again. But it belongs to you if you have made Jesus your Lord. And it's real simple to do that. You could do it right now while I am talking even. You could simply say, help me, Jesus, and be the Lord of my life. That is the simplicity of this. But here, I'm going to give you a little bit other version of it, of this. In the mud and scum of things, there always, always something sings. And the scripture that goes with it: all things work together for good to he that believes and loves God and is called according to God's purpose for them. So you have to love God. You have to be called by him. And all you have to do to get that to happen is call out to Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Be the Lord of my life. So, you know, it's real important that you listen to these words. You begin to speak positive things into your life, into the life of your children. I honestly believe that more young people are screwed up because of the things that their parents have said to them. Don't be one of those parents. Be the parent that is always encouraging and seeing the good in your life and in their life and encouraging them. You know, you can totally change your life with your words. It's your choice. Don't you love that? Okay, you guys, until next time, this is Velma Hagar bidding you a blessed day and reminding you the power of life and death is in your tongue. Bye.